And now, let's find out what's making news in the UK thanks to Ballycarra, providing home care support packages throughout southeast Queensland. Phone 1300 272 222.
Man with a head for TV, Ender Brady from Sky News UK. That's hey, mate. I had to think of a segue somewhere. Mate, but concerning story coming out of your part of the world, a big rise in hate crime post-Brexit.
Yeah, the newspapers have this morning here. Hate crime has gone up 41% in the 3 months after the Brexit vote in June. So this is a real problem for the police. In London, they were dealing with maybe 3,500 complaints of hate crime per month. Greater Manchester, 1,000. West Yorkshire, 1,000 a month. Three quarters of all the police forces in Britain have seen a big increase in the number of hate crimes. And this can range from people being racially abused in the supermarket to violent offences and attacks on property. Deeply, deeply unpleasant. And it does seem as if, you know, a lot of people have felt that they've been emboldened almost to go out and racially abuse people because of the Brexit vote. And the police are very busy as a result.
It was the fear, wasn't it, Ender, about all the division it caused, not only in your country, and we've seen the division, what's happened in America with their latest elections.
Yes, I think it has been massively divisive here. And, you know, I'm in London. I'm a migrant. I'm not from this country. I've been here since I was 17, but I don't have a British passport. I don't have an English accent. Everyone just generally rubs along with each other, gets on. You know, I work in a place where there are young Australians here from Queensland, from Adelaide, from Perth, from Tasmania. People from all over the world working together, getting on with it. And it just is such a shame that a number of people, a significant number, have gone out, broken the law, and really badly abused people because, for whatever reason, they've decided that on that given day, I'll go and tell him to go home because he doesn't belong here. Well, the police are pretty much across it, but it's keeping them busy.
Busy indeed. Ender, thank you, mate. Ender Brady from Sky News UK.